Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You are now listening to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And stay with WBUR for full coverage and analysis of the president's press conference coming up on All Things Considered at 4 o'clock. But for now, let's bring the focus back here to Boston. And for the first time in more than 20 years, Boston school bus drivers went on strike today, angering city officials and complicating the lives of school administrators, parents, and more than 30,000 students across the city. Some of them took public transportation to school. Others were picked up and delivered by Boston police.
The bus drivers are upset over changes in their health care plan, payroll problems, and other grievances with the transportation company that runs the buses. Boston Mayor Tom Menino called the strike illegal and said the city has gone to court to force the drivers back to work tomorrow morning.
This illegal work stoppage has affected 33,000 students in the Boston public schools, the parochial schools, charter, and private schools. This is illegal.
The drivers are members of the United Steelworkers Union, which also condemned the job action and urged its members to return to work. So this seems to be a bit of a wildcat strike condemned by both the city and senior union leadership. Joining us now from the Condon Elementary School in South Boston is WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. And Jack, good to have you on the program.
Good to be here.
Tell us how students got to school, if they got to school, and what you're hearing about how they're getting home today and what the atmosphere is there, what it's like today.
Well, Anthony, actually, I talked to a couple parents on their way out this afternoon. The school got out at 2:30, and most of the students that I saw leaving, all with their parents. I talked to one person. He says, well, he's a little upset about it, but he understands the union. Others say absolutely not. The union needs to get back to work. One interesting thing is there are about three Boston police officers here. They're here in case there are any students stranded at the school. Now, the city said there are no school buses running this afternoon. Tomorrow, that's another question. We're not sure about that yet. This afternoon, they said no students would be stranded at the school. So there's a Boston police school bus here. They had talked to the police officers. They say they're sticking around another 10 or 15 minutes just to make sure the few students who are still here have a safe way to get home.
Jack, let's talk a little bit about what's behind this. As we mentioned, this is a dispute between the drivers and the transportation company that runs the buses, the Veolia Transportation Company. What's the nature of the drivers' grievances here? What's going on?
Well, the drivers are upset about a couple of things, and they're being actually rather vague about it. They talk about a lack of respect. They talk about these GPS systems that have been put onto the buses to improve safety and improve on-time performance. I talked to one bus driver, Tony DePina, this morning. He says it's all about respect.
This company, they have no respect. They don't follow our contract. So they've been suspended driver. There's a lot of rules they didn't follow, you know what I'm saying? You know, we have a contract for a long time. But 30 years, right? We have this contract. They try to deny us. They don't recognize us, you know. So that's why we do this.
Now, Jack, go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
I can say one other interesting thing is right after I talked to him, all the drivers were ushered inside the schoolyard office. And so one person actually, as they walked past him, said, you know better than that. Don't talk to the media. So they all went inside. I tried to go inside for this driver's meeting. I was asked to leave the building. Afterwards, as drivers came out, I talked to them later. No one would talk to the media.
Mm. Now, these drivers are members of Local 8751 of the United Steelworkers. But as we mentioned, the United Steelworkers released a statement saying that it does not condone this job action. It urged the drivers to go back to work. Can you tell us a little more about this and about what sounds like a wildcat strike?
Well, that's exactly what you said. We've heard this term a couple of times, this wildcat strike. And what that essentially means is that this is something that the union members did on their own. It was not called by union leadership, either at the national level or at the local level. And John Shin, who's director of USW District 4, he says there's really only one solution to this problem.
We had the local union president, and we have my assistant and other staff out talking to as many of the members of this local as possible, informing them that this is not a condoned strike by the international or local union. We're telling them they need to get back to work. They're in violation of the no strike, no lockout clause, and we'll deal with their issues in the appropriate way.
So the union calls this a wildcat strike. Mayor Menino calls the job action illegal. So what happens next, Jack?
Well, the city's filed an injunction in federal court, along with Veolia Transportation. They both filed an injunction to get these drivers back to work, and they're hoping that through this legal action they can get the drivers back to work immediately. It's unclear whether that will be in place by tomorrow morning or even tomorrow. Aside from that, the mayor hasn't really speculated on what else might be in store. At least one person called for the union leaders to be arrested. Others said maybe not so much, but they did discuss fines against the union or fines against the company, the contract for busing students to schools and using that to hire other bus drivers.
I see. WBUR's Jack Lepiar is at the Condon Elementary School in South Boston reporting on today's unannounced strike by Boston school bus drivers. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
Well, coming up, insights into the American Revolution provided by the English Civil War. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.